The Dental Practice Fixers podcast is brought to you by the Maddow Center for Dental Practice Success. To find out how we can help increase the success of your practice, check out maddow.com or call us at 1-800-258-0060.
Just graduated dental school and you're getting into a practice. Things should be fantastic, but are they? And do other people have unusual expectations? We're going to find out today in the Dental Practice Fixers podcast. I'm Dr. Richard Maddow.
Dr. David Maddow, welcome to the Dental Practice Fixers. And the reason we're called the Dental Practice Fixers is because
we can fix your practice.
We fix your practice.
Even if there's nothing wrong with it,
we fix it.
First we'll break it, then we'll fix it.
If we say we'll fix it, we will fix it. Let's get right into the questions today.
Let's get fixed.
We have to talk about this one, man.
I know, right?
Dear doctors. Isn't there a song by the Moody Blues? Dear Diary. Is that Dear Diary?
Dear Diary. But there's one by the Rolling Stones. Like, Dear Doctor, oh. I'm a man's heart. It's like a country-ish song. I think it's from Beggar's Banquet. I wish I knew the lyrics a little better. I
could Mr. sing M.D.
That's
Mr. DDS. Okay.
The Rascals.
Let's get right in. I thought it was the Dead.
Well, they covered it.
I know. Okay. Dear Doctors. Love your show.
All right. I like this
good already. Yep. We can just stop right there and we'll be okay. But here's what he says. I am a new dental graduate here with $1.2 million in debt, including my home. Well, thank God it includes his home. That's good. That's not so bad. He said, not so bad.
Can't eat your home.
It's not so bad, but ever – what do you mean it's not so bad? $1.2 million is not bad.
Maybe he thinks it's not that bad.
It's not so bad, but ever since my graduation, my father has been asking me to lend him money.
Wow.
Apparently, he thinks his rich dentist son is the answer to his failing restaurant business. What should I do? Oh, one more thing. I do not like general dentistry, and I'm considering applying for an oral surgery program. I'm married with a 2-year-old and one on the way. Thank you, Dr. J. Patel, Chicago.
Oy, wow. Can you keep that here so we can reference it? Because there were so many things.
So many crazy red flags. Let's not turn the mic off, though. Please not do that.
No, I will. But, you know, before we get to this, it kind of reminds me of, remember we had a master class one time, and there was a father and son dentist team in there. And the son had a decent amount of debt, and I think the father had helped him with his education but wasn't paying for his dental school. And when he graduated, the father and the mother recommended the first thing the kid do is go out and buy a Mercedes.
I remember that. A big black Mercedes to look more successful to your patients. He had tons of debt, right?
Yep.
But he went and incurred like, I don't know, $50,000 more in debt to get this Mercedes to look good.
Yeah. And this guy's father was a dentist.
Yeah, I know. Right.
This new graduate has
his father's not a dentist
who I guess he thought, hey, as soon as my son graduates dental school, we'll all be in the money.
Yeah.
Kind of like that that NFL player that just got like some $12 million signing bonus and he bought his mom a house and a car. Well, I'd say with a $12 million signing bonus, he probably paid cash for it. So that's a little more acceptable. But this, unbelievable.
Well, first of all, just graduated dental school. I like the way he says $1.2 million in debt. That's not so bad.
Maybe that's the standards of today.
But it doesn't matter if it's a standard. That's $1.2 million. You've got to pay that back before you earn a penny.
Right. So in other words,
I'd be scared to death. I don't know about you.
Kind of back to the other people that we were talking about. To graduate dental school, you're not $1.2 million in debt. This person took on much more debt other than their student loans.
Right, exactly.
So like, it wasn't enough of a red flag that you've got this tremendous student loan debt. I think what I'll do is take on more debt.
I think what you said is true. Like, it is kind of the way the young kids that are they're graduating dental school today are doing it. It's very common to have $1 million plus in debt, and they don't think anything of it.
I guess they think that's just normal. Maybe they're not happy about it, but they at least feel like there are others in their situation. You know, misery loves company, or whatever you want to say. It's normal to have $1 million in debt. Do you have any idea? I don't know this. What do you think this person's monthly payments are to pay off that debt or to service that debt or whatever you want to call it?
The whole thing, like his mortgage and his dental school student loan.
Little quick calculations here.
Just real quick. It's a total guess.
Total ballpark.
Total ballpark, 6,000, 7,000. Okay. That's total,
so 6,000 a month. So this,
it's a guess.
Okay,
7,000.
So,
maybe depending, because the here's the thing, because the student loan doesn't amortize like a house, so it's different. So maybe 7,000 to 10,000. It's a total guess.
Let's even say 6,000. 6,000 a month times 12. That's 60. That's 72,000 a year in after tax money, just to be at zero.
Just to be at zero. I'd be scared to death.
I'd be scared shitless.
Well, because you're pretty much forced into – it's not like you say, well, you know – and like he said, this scares me even more. He says he doesn't really like general dentistry. He wants to become an oral surgeon. Well, he pretty much like is forced to do this for a long, long, long time because debts are not dischargeable in bankruptcy or anything. You have
student
to
loans.
Pay it. I'm sorry, student loans. Yeah, student loans.
Right, the house, they can come and take his house away.
Right.
Which you don't want either.
Student loan debt is not dischargeable in bankruptcy.
Okay, now look, we are not family counselors. We're not Tom Thompson family counselor here. But I would say number one is he's got to tell his dad to back off. Say, Dad, I love you. I appreciate everything you've done for me. But I'm in no position to help you with your restaurant right now. I mean,
absolutely. And suppose the dad.
Some of the tough love has to go the other way from child to parent.
Right. And I think it was actually – honestly, a little bit irresponsible for this dad to ask his son to start paying on his restaurant debt or bills or whatever it might be. That's so irresponsible. I think it's almost like abusive. Why would he ever do that?
Yeah, I wonder how many parents who have, let's face it, a restaurant, you know, it's so glamorous these days being a restaurant owner and a chef, but those are like the 0.1% that you hear about. I think most restaurant owners have a really tough life. The profit margins are horrible. You get stolen from, you're there 24 hours a day. It's a really, really, really tough business. And this guy, Dr. Patel, probably wishes he could help his dad.
But I'm sure he wishes. I'm sure he'd like to if everything else is equal. But, I mean, what do they say? When you start a restaurant, it's like over 90% of the restaurants that like are started within several years are out of business.
Right.
It's a very, very difficult business. And Dr. Patel, this new dentist, has no business bailing out his dad's business. He's got to bail out his own. His
he really
own life.
Does. Okay, so
he's got a kid on the way, $1.2 million in debt.
So that's
and he doesn't like dentistry.
Number one is he has to tell his father to back off
right.
in a loving,
that's
kind
a
way.
Definite.
Right. He doesn't like dentistry. He wants to become an oral surgeon. Well, when you're an oral surgery resident, not only do you work your butt off, but you're not going to get paid all that much. So there's no way he'll
you're
be able
paying.
To pay off his debt. No,
you
when you're a resident, you get paid. I got paid in my residency. Sure, you get paid just like any hospital resident. They get paid. It's not great.
So it doesn't. You're saying it doesn't cost any money to go to the program and become.
No.
Really? Oh, I thought you have to pay to become an oral surgeon. I thought you had to.
I don't think so. I think you're a resident. Like just. Did you get paid during your residency? I sure got paid during
mine. I think
mine.
That's a little different. It's a general practice residency. Oral surgery is like they're teaching and training you 3 years at least to become.
I think you get paid. You can write in and let us know. I'm pretty sure you
get
paid.
Let us know, please.
It's funny. I remember in 1985 when I started my residency at Mount Sinai Medical Center, Miami Beach, Florida. Residents got $20,000 per year. I was excited as hell for that. And I remember we had a meeting the first day and they said, we're raising the salary of every first year resident to $21,000 a year.
Yay! Woo-hoo! You're rich. Sure. Wealthy.
Right.
I got about the same. When I did my residency, it was a few years before you, 80, 81, something like that. It was definitely in the 20s, though. I remember that.
Yeah.
That was maybe a lot. Maybe back then a lot of money. I don't
okay,
think
so he doesn't like general dentistry. He's considering oral surgery. I just don't know if that's going to work because you hate to say that somebody's encumbered or enslaved to their debt, but I think, Dr. Patel, I think you are. I think that everything you do has to be structured around paying off that debt as soon as you can.
Yeah, this is going to sound really cruel, but you've got to get your butt in there and do – I don't care if you like it or not. You took on this debt. You knew what you were getting into. Maybe you didn't, but you got into it. You signed the loan. You got to get in there and do general dentistry, work really, really hard for years, for several years at least to get this debt down. And then you're still young, I guess. I mean, you just graduated.
You know, I remember meeting this guy. Didn't we – sorry to interrupt you as I always tend to do. Didn't we meet this guy when we spoke in Chicago? This sounds very familiar.
We did.
If it's the same person, which I think it is because it's a similar story.
Yes.
He said he didn't like doing crowns.
Right. That's exactly right.
Wow.
Guess what? You're going to be in there doing crowns. You're going to be doing a lot of crowns.
Learn to like it.
Learn to like it. Do crowns. Do them well. Pay off this debt. And then maybe consider oral surgery. But you got yourself into this mess. You got to get you're responsible. You got to get yourself out of it. I'm sorry. It sounds tough. It sounds cruel, but it's the bottom line. There's no other choice.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, this is maybe another topic, but this kind of downward spiral or cycle that we see so many young dentists in is just abominable. It's like they, you know, go to a private dental school. Mm. They graduate in debt, $500,000 in debt. They know they have to get kicking. So they take a job with a DSO mm-hmm. that they hate, mm-hmm. and they just get involved in this really tough spiral. And meanwhile, the general public sees them as a rich dentist.
Yep.
So they feel a little bit of pressure to you know, show that they are a rich dentist, or at least live the life a little bit with a nice car and all that stuff. And it's just, it's a horrendous thing.
Yeah. When you're a rich dentist with $1.2 million in debt, you got to live like a poor college student until you get this stuff paid off. I hate to say, no luxuries. You got to pay this damn thing off.
Yep.
It's not funny. And I don't even know what to say.
Yeah,
I'm not really in big favor of student debt. I think it's ridiculous. It's crazy.
Well, this guy's got it, so there's nothing we can do about that. So tell your father to back off. Forget the oral surgery thing. Work
for
your
now,
butt off.
Now.
Right. Yeah. Pay off your debt. And yeah, you can enter oral surgery 5, 6, 10 years after being a general dentist. It's done all the time.
Yeah, plenty of time. You're young, yeah, unlike us.
Too late for either of us to go into oral surgery. Probably not in the cards.
Okay. Dr. Patel, hopefully that helps. Let's do our call.
Yep.
Before we do our call, what do we got?
Go ahead. I'll let you go first this time.
You want me to go first?
I'll let you.
Thank you very much. I'll go first. Okay, let me just okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about Fat Merchant. We've talked about this before. I'm going to make this really short because if you're not doing Fat Merchant yet, shame on you. What are you waiting for? It is a way to save money every single month. Guaranteed, Rich guarantees you'll save money.
I do. I promise.
I mean, depending on how much.
Well, they'll let you know.
Your practice.
When you talk to them, they will look at your credit card charges or whatever and let you know. And if you can't save money, it will be very, very unusual.
They'll tell you, right? Yeah. We use it here. It's a no-brainer. It's not going to make you millions, but it's going to save you a decent amount of money. Do it. Call our dedicated line to Fat Merchant. It's 844-860-0?
That's a zero.
It's a zero.
It's my great handwriting. 860-9951
or go to bit.ly/fatmad. And fatmad is simply spelled FATTMAD. The reason that we give you this dedicated number is because when you go through us, they will give you a free brand new terminal, no charge.
Brand new?
Brand new.
It's not refurbished?
It's not refurbished.
Not refurbished?
No. It is brand new. We guarantee that. But all kidding aside, it's a no-brainer. Just call them. Go on the website. Do it because you'll start saving immediately.
Fantastic. Real quickly, we're adding more speakers to the already fantastic TBSE, the best seminar ever, speaker lineup. It's going to be in Las Vegas this November. So check it out at TBSE.com. Speakers are incredible. We totally expect to sell out this year. So we want to see you there. You'll want to see you there. You will learn. You'll have fun. You'll increase your income. Have great team building. It's the place to be. TBSE.com. All right, let's do the call.
You want to do it?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Office, Shate speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Shate. I got a quick question for you there. I'm kind of new in town, and I was told by my previous dentist I need like at least five or six crowns. I'm a gum chewer, and I wanted to know if that would be a good idea for me to get the crowns or whether something like maybe implants will be a little better or something like that.
Both are options. The thing with an implant is then you would be losing all of the tooth structure that you have left. Whereas with the crown, they would really just put a protective covering over, kind of like a cap that would just cover the tooth that you have.
Right.
So, you know, an implant is to replace a missing tooth.
I see.
You see?
Yeah. I see.
So, this is something we can always bring you in to talk to the doctor about. But chewing gum with crowns is not, you know, of course they're put on with cement. But if they come off, you know, we can always re-cement them. But it's not. Chewing gum is not necessarily a deal breaker.
Not a big problem. Good. I was really getting a little scared there. Okay, good. Glad to hear that. Okay. Well, thank you very much for the info. Now I understand the difference between a crown and an implant. Thank you very much, Shate. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot. Thanks so much. Bye. Okay,
Chate fit a meme.
Hi. I mean, Kane. Kane.
You know,
yeah.
She gave some good, accurate, easy to understand information. She kind of started slipping off the rails a little bit from time to time, but don't you think in general,
spoke not
in lay terms, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. gave some good, accurate information, yes. very helpful to the question you were asking.
In general, not bad at all. And I'll tell you something. I thought she was ready to go, and she said maybe it would be really good if you can come to see the doctor. I thought she had the thing locked. I thought locked and loaded. Yeah, done.
Absolutely. But and then click.
Did not get any information from me. Look, I said, what did I say? I need four or five or six crowns, something like that.
And a couple packs of gum.
I mean, 4 or 5 crowns walking in your door.
Yep. That's probably a $10,000 case you just hung up on.
Yeah, because chances are I needed more stuff, right. too. I guarantee 10,000, I needed a lot
more. At least some cores and maybe some of that periodontal therapy they talk about.
The soft tissue management.
$10,000 down the drain. Out the door.
What should – okay. Like we both agree, the call wasn't bad. She was very, very nice and spoke in good terms. But what should she have done at the end?
I'll tell you what. The best step to take now is to come in, meet the doctor. She'll take a look, even give you a free consultation if that's something that you'd be interested in. Or we can set you up right now for an examination and cleaning. What's the best way to go for you? Mm-hmm. Can you come in tomorrow? Just, I mean, all that stuff,
two
right?
Good options. Yeah. Also, one other thing. Tell me if you think this I think she should have played up the safety of the crown a little bit more. Like, in other words, that she said, well, they are put on with cement. Yeah, well, I think you'll be okay. It's not a deal breaker. I think she should have said they're custom fitted. They're very tight. We used a really, really strong cement. It's very unusual for a crown to ever come by. It could happen, but it's very unusual.
I agree. That's where she fell off the rails a tiny bit. But even that said, she could have easily had a great save just by getting you in.
No question. Yeah. No question. So, grade?
Bovie grade. Gonna have to give her an F. I hate to say it, Chate.
I have to. Gonna fail you. I like her so much. I want to give her a better grade, but she failed.
You know what? The dental practice fixers don't fail people. They fail themselves.
I like that. I like that. She failed herself. We didn't fail her. I like that. I wonder where you got that.
I'm not sure. But hey, we are the Dental Practice Fixers and the co-founders of the Matto Center for Dental Practice Success. We'd love to see you soon. And you can go to our website, too, at Matto.com, MADOW.com. I'm Dr. Richard Matto.
Dr. David Matto. See you next time.